You'll see it when it comes up. Okay, we're good to go.
This is a special meeting of the San Juan County Public Hospital District Number 1 Board of Commissioners. It is Saturday, July 25th, 2020. And this meeting is held remotely under COVID-19 emergency rules. Nathan, is it the same number the public calls in that we usually use?
It's the same number, but different entry code.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you read that off then, since I have just an old agenda here. But I'm going to call to order, and Nathan Butler is going to read the number for the public to call in if they wish to.
Okay.
Sorry to put you on the spot.
Yeah, no problem. Just pulling it up. Okay, so the number for the public is 509-824-1884, and then enter 891-546-356#. That's on our website and in multiple places, so hopefully people don't have trouble finding that. Okay, roll call. Commissioner Clary.
Present.
Commissioner Lehman.
Present.
Commissioner Loring.
Here.
Commissioner Lindstrom.
Here.
And Commissioner Lachine Seitz.
Here.
Additionally, we have some staff. We have Superintendent Pam Hutchins.
Here.
And Chief Kutzing.
I am here.
All right, all present. And we have Daphne Schneider is our guest today, is helping us with the strategic planning. Would you mind saying I'm here as well, just so people hear your voice on the recording?
I am here.
All right, thank you.
So are
Take
we
it away, Daphne.
To go? Yeah, it's all you.
All right. I hope everyone got the email I sent yesterday with the compilation of the work that you had done, commissioners. Thank you very much for doing that. You obviously did very fine work. All you have to do is look at it to know that. I want to talk a little bit about how I'm thinking about our morning, starting with finishing at noon or by noon. We'll take, like we did last time, we will take a break sometime in the middle, as yet undefined. I'm going to go through the ground rules again quickly. Nathan, is it pretty easy to pull those up?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Give me just a sec here.
That's fine. So our goal today is to reach consensus on last week's homework, create a draft mission and vision, and one, and I said 1 and 5 year goals, but what I noticed is, should have said 1, 3, and 5 because I added a 3 year goal. Now, mind you, I did that, but it's all a draft to move us along, and these are yours, so we will be talking about them in a little bit. Any questions about what we're doing today? Okay, sounds good. How is everyone doing? Are you all survived the heat and then the cooling down okay? That work for folks?
Yeah.
It's a quiet room this morning.
just tired. Only one cup of coffee.
Have some coffee or tea or whatever. Okay, so let's go back to the ground rules just for a moment quickly.
Sure, bringing them up now.
The same ones as last time with the addition of number 10 or wherever we put it. Okay, we put it as number 2. That's fine. That everyone has a chance to speak before anyone speaks twice and before the topic changes. So are there any of these ground rules that we need to talk about at all? They seemed to work okay last time. Anything based on our experience last week that needs to be added? Boy, this is easy. Quiet group this morning. We're just going to sail right through, right? All right. So thank you, Nathan. At the beginning, after the ground rules on the document I sent you, I put a couple of general observations. There was a great deal of alignment among your ideas. You seem to want to focus more on, or go from focusing on medical care to focusing on health care. You seem to want to go to talking about the hospital district, kind of inward looking to more outward looking collaboration, the greater community. And then finally, some of you wanted to focus even outside of healthcare and talked about housing and employment and general quality of life. Do those match with your observations? Did I get those right, wrong, none of the above?
I think that's accurate.
Did I miss any general observations? Not that I missed them. Any general observations that you would like to add to this list? And I would ask Nathan if you would add them, if anybody has any observations. Any general observations to add?
Just to clarify.
Yes.
From focusing on medical care to focusing on health care. And medical care being the services provided, and health care being a more long range encompassing concept. Is that correct?
That's what I heard. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Does that fit?
I think it does.
Okay.
I do too. Yeah.
Okay. Anything to add to those kind of high level general observations? Okay. And they're just observations about what I heard from you. And there is a great deal of alignment. I do want to make one comment before we go on to talking about the homework. In many strategic planning processes, one of the pieces that's in there is what's called a SWOT analysis, which is and comes by various names, but that's the most common: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I did not include that in this process for two reasons. The main reason is because I think you are all so much on similar to the same pages, you're all so aligned, that would not garner you very much additional information. And the additional information that it might garner you can come up later if you need it, but it's not going to move you along on our journey in this process. So that's why it's not included here. Let's go ahead with the homework. I asked you to take a look at what people had submitted to ask whether, and thank you, commissioners, for both volunteering to do this work and sending it in. It's great. Both whether the statement that was submitted captured the assignment. Again, even if they're not your very favorite words, this is not to be a process of wordsmithing, but rather does this essentially capture what you need it to capture? If it does, is it important today to make any friendly amendments? That is it important today to change it at all? This is all a draft. If it does not capture what you thought it ought to capture, I'd like you to identify what the fatal flaws in it are. So these are not small tweaks. These are big, big problems. And then to propose a change. Okay? questions about this? All right. Moving along. So let's go to what we do. Can you make it bigger at all for folks, Nathan?
I just put that in the check in the text box or in the chat box.
Oh.
Asking the exact same. Perfect.
There we go.
That's it. Great.
I must be reading minds this morning. This should scare you all. Is that better?
Much.
Okay. So what we do, and Gail did this one, we provide, or she suggested, help assure the availability of quality healthcare services, that's where I picked up healthcare, that are accessible, affordable, and consumer empowered in San Juan County Hospital District 1. So taking out, for the moment, taking out the italic public hospital district 1, thank you. Taking out the italics, does this reflect and is provide, two questions. Does this reflect what you do? Is that a good summary? And is provide the right word, or do you prefer help assure the availability of? Anybody want to speak to that? Or maybe let's start differently. Gail, what brought you to this statement?
Well, it's kind of what we had, and we had talked about assuring healthcare, but then we talked about providing later, and providing made sense if it's about what the district does, not the hospital district board. Right. That made more sense. So that's what I had from my notes and from Nathan's notes together. And then instead of trying to decide who we're doing it for, consumers or residents or taxpayers or visitors, I thought, oh, we just provide it in hospital district number one, and that covers everything. So, but then we're not talking about people, we're talking about a place.
Okay. Any questions for Gail? Any clarifications that you need?
Okay. I don't know if this is the timing for this. I really like what's in the parentheses. We help assure the availability of. I like that very much.
Instead of provide, instead or of provide. In addition to provide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Trish,
are you suggesting it instead of provide or in addition to provide? What are you thinking? Hang on a second, Nathan.
We provide and help assure the availability.
Oh, okay. Doesn't have to be either or. We provide and. Is that would that be okay, Gail?
I'm not. It's not my final decision. Yeah, I'm happy
no,
with either of them
you
or both.
You but. Wrote the statement. So if it's, so I'll go back. What you're seeing here is the process that I'll use. I'll go back to the person who wrote the statement to see if the friendly amendment works for them. So if it's,
it works
help,
for,
we
works for me
provide
either way.
And help assure. Are you okay with that?
I am.
Okay. So let's, there we go. Provide and help assure. Okay. Any other clarifications or friendly amendments here? Any fatal flaws?
Yeah, I think we need to be more aspirational, actually, than either one of those, personally, because we definitely don't provide healthcare services, and I'm not sure we go even quite as far as helping to assure the availability of quality healthcare services that are accessible, affordable, and consumer empowered. I think we seek to do that, and I think those are fantastic goals. But I don't see us achieving that, and I say that as somebody who has visited the hospital and the clinic, and certainly has not had all three of those. And I don't know. It depends on what we mean by accessible. But if it means you can get in there quickly without spending a lot of money, that doesn't work either. And if consumer empowered means that every time you go in, they're listening to you and providing the healthcare you're seeking, then that doesn't work. So I just think we need to be more aspirational about it. I think that's absolutely our goal. In my personal experience, it doesn't apply.
How would you make it more aspirational? What would you change?
I think I'd have to pull up some of the other language that we used, but something like, you know, we seek to ensure the availability of.
What if we seek to, and then the rest of the statement that's there, we seek to provide and help assure, et cetera, et cetera. Would that do what you're looking at, Kyle?
Well, I don't think we provide anything directly, so I do have trouble with that word, and myself anyway, just because I don't think we, our staff aren't doing any of that, other than the EMS side obviously helping with some of that, but not through the hospital itself. So
well,
I guess
that's
what
district today encompasses EMS, right?
Yeah, I guess that was the conversation last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the only reason I changed it is because we were talking about providing services that the district, the public hospital district, certainly provides services. We don't, as the board doesn't provide it. We oversee
right. Yeah,
it.
No,
but
I'm
she
not,
was,
I'm not
she was
this,
saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not looking at this through a board lens at all. No, not at all. But even the provide, I think that gets confusing for, especially for people who think that we run the hospital, which is a lot of people here in the community. And so I think if they saw that, they'd be like, oh yeah, so you are the people I need to talk to about the bunion that wasn't excised properly or whatever. I don't know what you do with bunions. So I still think we could do maybe a broader approach and kind of like what Gail did with the idea of getting rid of the people, you know, the consumers, the residents and visitors, which I think was a great idea, actually. I think that helped a lot.
So Nathan has written, we seek to ensure the availability of quality healthcare services, et cetera. Kyle, does that do what you're talking about?
If I were writing it, that reflects, that's accurate to me.
Gail, what do you think?
Sure. I mean, it's true. It's true. We can have a bigger impact on EMS, and I really feel like EMS probably does all of those things much better than the hospital does. And we have much more impact on EMS at this point than we have on the hospital, listening to them report twice a month, twice a year to us. That's all we do with the hospital. So it's true, we may not have an impact on their services.
So if we change that statement, Gail, to we seek to ensure the availability, et cetera, that's okay with you?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone with whom that change is not okay? Speak now. Okay. You have a what we do statement. Thank you.
Daphne?
Yes.
Just one second. I just need a little clarification.
Yes.
This what we want to do, or is this what we actually do? Because it might be worthwhile to take a look at the bylaws now and say, what do the bylaws say that we do? And if we're trying to define what we do by our bylaws of incorporation, whatever, we should reflect that. Or are we trying to go in the future and maybe change the bylaws? It's just a point of clarification.
I don't think this is a time to look at the bylaws.
Okay.
If someone, and I think this is a staff function. So Carl, can you take this on? If you can look at the bylaws and not right now, make an assessment, an initial assessment as to whether this is in any way in conflict with those bylaws.
Perfect. I can do that.
Somebody's phone. Okay. Thank you for bringing that up.
Carl, just a
yes.
Shortcut. You can just look at the Article 1 of the bylaws, and I think it's consistent and a little bit broader.
Okay, great. Thank you. That's easy. I appreciate it.
It's a consistency, not an absolute reflection kind of question.
Okay.
Okay, ready to move on? Annalisa, talk to us, please.
Well, I guess this speaks for itself. It was just a compilation of what we had talked about. We listen to the public and identify healthcare needs, then use money to ensure that those needs are met by directly providing services or funding organizations that do.
Okay. Is your only source of funding tax money?
We could have an occasional grant, but the tax dollars are the secure source of funding.
Okay.
And consistent.
Okay. Any friendly any clarifying questions? Let's start with that. For Annalisa.
We could add a word primarily before use property tax, because we do, I guess, have some fees that we charge for EMS service to insurance and stuff, but we could just say then primarily use.
Okay. Friendly amendment. What about Annalisa? Would that work for you if we said we then primarily use property tax? Would that work? It's an Annalisa question.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear you.
The suggestion was that we insert primarily, as you see highlighted. Thank you, Nathan.
Oh.
That we insert primarily before property tax, because there are some other more, certainly, admittedly, more minor sources of funds. Would that work for you?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. Good friendly amendment. Any other friendly amendments, as it were? Okay. Any fatal flaws? Anyone for whom this just does not work?
I'm sorry, I have an amendment. Why don't we just say use public monies? Because that would be a grant or a property tax.
Does that include fees, though, that was just being talked about? Like fees charged for...
Oh, yeah.
So that would not?
I don't think so, no.
So that could come, because you were saying, I think, I don't know who spoke up, Carl, that sometimes there are fees for services.
Well, that was Nathan.
Insurance companies.
That was Nathan.
Or Nathan, okay. I can't.
If it's a really, if it's a really minor, annoying technical point, probably me.
Point taken.
I like Gail's suggestion, though, because I still think we could say even primarily public funds or public money, something like that, because that does help encompass also some of the grant funding that we get as well.
Then primarily use public funds. Okay. Is that Annalisa? Or I'm sorry, not Annalisa. Yeah, Annalisa, does that work for you?
Yes, of course.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone have any fatal flaws with this statement? Or other friendly amendments? Okay. Anyone for whom the statement as it now reads... So we listen to the public, identify healthcare needs, then primarily use public funds to ensure those needs are met, whether by directly providing services or funding organizations that do. Anyone for whom that statement of what we do does not work. All right, excellent. We have a statement of what we do. You're all getting the idea of how this pattern works. Trish, whom we serve, the floor is yours.
Is Trish with us? I don't see her.
Oh, did we lose Trish? I don't see everyone.
She's muted.
I was muted.
Okay.
So based on everyone's input last week, it seemed like we serve all residents, property owners, and visitors of San Juan Hospital. Oh, public hospital. We need to insert that. Public hospital district number one. I don't think I left any other groups out. I think that encompasses everybody.
Okay. Any questions, clarifying questions, or friendly amendments? Any fatal flaws? I'm sorry.
This is Kyle. I'm wondering about the property owners. Is that meant to refer to taxpayers?
Yes. Yes. Kyle, and maybe I misunderstood, but pointed out that there are people who who own property, don't live here, but pay taxes. So I was trying to include, there are people who live here who don't pay property taxes, and then there are property owners who pay property taxes, and then there are visitors. But I'm not attached.
Once again, that was Nathan. Right. The pin details are always Nathan.
Oh, Nathan.
Yeah, keep
it straight.
It was. Yeah,
keep
it
straight. Okay.
I'm wondering about...
Guilty as,
As charged. What do you think? Don't plead so quickly, Nathan. I'm thinking that with property...
Well, if I miss one, I know who's going to get it, so...
Maybe, I'm wondering if we say something like taxpayers instead of property owners. And this is something that comes up for me when talking with people, because renters are paying taxes, right? They just do it through their rent or something like that.
Oh, sure. Okay. All right.
So that's my thought.
And I'll point out that consumers covers it all. It was such an easy one-word statement, but I won't push too hard on that.
I'm not, even though it's not my favorite word, I'm not opposed to it. I could live with it being put in there as consumers.
I really like that too. And this is Kyle again. But I do like the idea that the fiscal responsibility side is not necessarily as much on the consumer side as the taxpayers. So I can understand why that's in there for me.
I kind of like saying just all those within the district, which seems pretty encompassing as well. But any of the above options work.
How would you frame that, Nathan, then?
I would say all those within just boundaries, I guess, because I would cross out that.
We serve all those within the boundaries of San Juan County Public Hospital District.
If we left out the word boundaries.
All those within?
Mm-hmm. Within the San Juan County Public Hospital District number one.
That would be consistent with our first statement of the day.
Let's see.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good right
observation.
There.
Good observation.
Okay.
And simple is always better.
More difficult. I'm loving that last. Yeah, we serve all those within the San Juan County Public Hospital District number one. But I really appreciate hearing everybody's input.
You know, really, that's all you have to do is be here. I mean, if you come here on a ferry, you don't have to consume. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is be here. If you step off the ferry and sprain your break your foot or something, here comes EMS and they take care of you. You don't have to consume anything. I mean, you don't fall under any rule. You just have to be here. And so actually that statement covers it.
What do you think, Trish?
I like the simple, and I like the fact that it's all encompassing.
Okay. Is there any fatal flaw in that simple, straightforward statement?
But at the risk of wasting time, I feel like now we've kind of eliminated the point that Nathan made last week, which was that absentee taxpayers are also people that we serve. But I like it. I just want to make sure that we're doing that consciously.
Well, we're not going to be serving those folks if they're in King County with a health problem, unless they're within, you know, physically within, you know, on San Juan Island.
I'm sorry. Right? I mean, we serve them fiscally. We have a duty to carefully administer funding that they have provided. Anybody who's contributing to the tax side of things. That's what I meant on that side.
Yeah, that is true.
Well, that's true. Within our decision making, yeah. we really want to be making serving with decisions and time that we're spending. We're spending it on our residents, not on people. We're not going to spend a lot of time saying, if someone came from France, what would we do? Yeah. And we're visiting here. We're not going to talk about how we need somebody who speaks French. We're probably just going to focus on our residents.
Yeah, but it's not. Sorry.
Maybe we are. I don't know. Okay.
Je parle français?
Well, we'll see, but it's not relevant here.
It's not quite as arcane a point, though, as you might think. Like, an example of this actually came up when we were talking about the annexation of the Outer Islands. And the CAG solution was to just not annex them, and just if they needed help, we'd go, but they wouldn't be part of the district technically, which would mean that we'd be using taxpayer money from our district to fund services for people outside of our district. And so we couldn't do that based on our fiscal responsibility to our taxpayers. So it's not quite as
So is this an accurate statement? Is this, I think what I'm asking is, does it have a fatal flaw in that if you're not physically within the San Juan County Public Hospital District number one, you are not in fact being served? Is that true? Is that accurate?
I, for one, actually like this statement, but I do recognize the weakness that Kyle pointed out.
So let me ask this. Is there a fatal flaw with this statement? Okay, I'm not hearing that there is. Is there anyone who cannot live with this statement, that's with the highlighted yellow statement, if that's what we go with? Anyone who cannot live with that? All right, let's go with it. Thank you. All right, Kyle, the floor is yours.
Voila, thoughts?
I really like that you put to help address a human right to health care. I just want to say I like that, and I appreciate the isolated community.
Those are for you, Trish.
Thanks, Kyle.
And accurate. I like them, but I thought you might.
Well, I did confirm yesterday with a home health physical therapist that, in fact, Alpha Home Health does not provide a bath aid in San Juan County, but they do in the other counties they serve. So, and that's a big piece of someone's care needs that they could have paid for by their Medicare Part A home health services, but don't get because they live in our isolated community. So, but I wanted to confirm that, and I did yesterday. So,
yep.
Yeah.
Any friendly amendments let me back up a step. Any clarifying questions or friendly amendments that are needed here? Any fatal flaws? You can't possibly be getting tired already.
No, I think like it's lovely. I love it.
I like it.
It's a perfect statement. Well done. Well done, Kyle. All right. Bravo. We run a hospital district to help address a human right to health care and improve the quality of life for our isolated community. Very nice. Everett, the floor is yours. Talk to us about your thoughts.
Well, it's what I looked at what everybody said and tried to include it all in two statements. So there they are.
Do you have a preference between them?
Well, I added aging in place. One has aging in place in it, the other does not. So that would be whatever appeals to the rest of the board more than.
So that one is also, the first one is so more specific with giving a couple of examples like mobile integrated health and aging in place.
Correct.
And the second one does not include the example.
Correct.
Okay. Any clarifying questions for Everett?
I'm just going to state my preference. I like the first statement for best.
With the examples?
Yes.
Are those are those the examples that should be there?
Well, I would like, I agree. I like the two examples. I mean, because this seems an aspirational statement. So
yes,
moving toward those kinds of things, I think that's great that we point those out. And regardless, you know, right now, EMS is involved in mobile integrated health. And it really doesn't make any difference if EMS stays in the hospital district or moves to the fire district. The hospital district can stay involved with that regardless. And I think that's great.
Chief, are we going back to the community paramedicine term like we were talking about the other day, or is mobile integrated health the correct term? I'm afraid I'm a little confused.
I am confused too. I looked at both of those, but the short answer to that is that community paramedicine tends to deal more with services that are often tied with EMS, whereas mobile integrated health is a much broader piece that involves things like imaging and things like other hospice kinds of services or physical therapy kinds of services. Mobile integrated health tends to be much broader. And generally what happens is community paramedicine is the beginning point, and then that becomes part of a more expansive operation that's called mobile integrated health. The thing that that people get confused about is when they hear paramedicine, they think of a paramedic and they think right to EMS. And so the community tends to use mobile integrated health, but the organization itself kind of has a little more distinction to it. And I guess I just made that, I don't know if that made that more clear or more easy.
So we currently do community paramedicine, but we might like to do mobile integrated health.
That's correct. That's okay. My take.
So as a future aspirational, as someone said, this is the vision, could inform that direction. Mobile integrated health sounds like the correct or more applicable phrase.
I would agree, because I think it's more expansive.
Okay. Other observations, comments, friendly amendments, clarifying questions?
Even though I'm a big proponent of mobile integrated health or community paramedicine and aging in place, I'm not sure I like the first statement as much as the second, because I think it's some goals. Multi-agency collaboration may also be collaborating with the other districts in the county. I just don't like making them possible too, because mobile integrated health or peer medicine, I don't know. I don't, throwing them in there kind of isn't as clear to me as the second statement, which is we're just going to bring innovation and multi-agency collaboration. I don't know if we need them there, because we're going to have goals specific to them later on. I can live with either of them though.
Do you think it locks us in too much if we're in the first statement?
Yes. I mean, I think because down the line, they might not be as applicable. I don't know.
Sure.
Doesn't sound like you feel strongly about it, but it's an observation.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Okay.
I tend to agree with Gail in that I think while mobile integrated health and aging in place are goals that we have and things that we want to focus on specifically, I feel that the second statement using the words necessitating innovation and multi-agency collaboration is more encompassing and gives us a broader reach and representation.
Okay. Any other comments from commissioners as to your preference between the two? Okay, I'm hearing a preference for the second statement. Is there, if we go with that statement, is there a fatal flaw in that statement? So our district will continue to grow and diversify, bringing new demands for high quality services for all, necessitating innovation and multi-agency collaboration. Is there a fatal flaw in that statement? Anyone for whom, be it commissioner or staff, anyone for whom that statement wouldn't work as a response to what's the district in the future?
Can I write my comments in, because I'm not sure that explaining them would work very well.
Well, the person with the pen, so to speak. What are you thinking?
Because I don't think, for one thing, I don't think we bring new demands. I think we to face new demands or something along those lines. Mm. And then I don't think that we necessitate, I'm not sure this quite works either. I'd probably say that necessitate innovation and multi.
So our district will continue to grow and diversify in response to new demands. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try that. In response to new demands for high quality services for all. And then does the rest of it work for you?
With innovation and multi-agency collaboration would probably work too, with instead of
necessitating.
I'm sorry, where is that, Gail?
Our district will continue to grow and diversify in response to new demands for high quality services for all. That necessity. Yeah, now it's.
We split it.
Reads weird.
I think the intent was that the district would grow and diversify, and that would bring with it demands for high quality services for all, necessitating, in other words, not that we would bring demands, but that the diversity and growth would bring with it demands.
Okay, we will continue to grow using innovation and multi-agency collaboration. We will continue to grow and diversify in response to new demands for high quality services using innovation and multi-agency collaboration.
Mm.
Instead of that necessitates, that doesn't work anymore because of the change. Does that work?
Yes.
Okay. Our district will continue to grow and diversify in response to new demands for high quality services. Maybe a comma after services. Okay. Using innovation and multi-agency collaboration.
I prefer that just because
that's better word.
The verbs bringing and necessitating are confusing to me in that context. But.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how does that statement, is there anyone for whom that statement does not work? Any changes that would need to be made to that statement? Okay. Good job, group. So our district will continue to grow and diversify in response to new demands for high quality services using innovation and multi-agency collaboration. Excellent. Gail, the floor is yours. Main purpose and function in the future.
Through community collaborations and partnerships, the district will continue to provide oversight and management of funding for essential healthcare services and initiatives in the community, informed by community input and the ongoing assessment of needs. I just put or for consumers because community is used twice in that sentence within a couple words, but so that's why I put it as another option. But we kind of talked about that ongoing assessment of needs. Was important. What's that?
Are there clarifying questions for Gail on that? Friendly amendments, suggested changes?
I have maybe something about setting goals. Not only providing oversight and management of funding, but to set goals for the future.
Well, initiatives should be goals as well.
Okay.
Governance, really, I think is the word they usually use. What if we do those? Or is there a different term you prefer, Chief?
Oversight, governance, and management.
I don't want to govern funds. Right here, we're governing funding.
Okay.
So. But initiatives could be turned into goals. I think that's what he was talking about was.
Yeah, it was.
Goals.
Either adding that to initiatives or substituting.
Okay. Does that work, Gail?
Well, it doesn't work really the way it sounds now, but a funding for essential healthcare services and goals for consumers. But
I think healthcare it needs to be goals.
Consumer-driven goals. It could say consumer-driven goals. If you have consumers there, if you have the community, you could have community goals instead of the consumers. Anyway.
Community-driven goals? Community-driven goals?
Sure, whichever, essential services and community.
Let's try community driven goals.
Oh, then informed by community input. But okay, whatever. Or consumer driven goals informed by community input might be good.
Oh, okay.
If you
consumer driven goals setting. Informed by community input and the ongoing assessment of needs. What do you think, group? Is there a fatal flaw in that statement?
I think that we also as staff and management would have an input on those, what those ongoing assessment of needs are. And that, to me, it just sounds like the community is the only one doing it. In the last part. I know we put, because the district will continue to provide oversight management, so that saying is already there. So where's our input?
Who's our? Aren't you the district?
Yeah, but it says the district will continue. It doesn't allow us to think, aspirate, and add to what the community is giving us input for. And that's just my reading of it for me.
How would you, Pam, how would you change it to have it say what you're wanting it to say?
The community collaborate. The community collaborate. Partner with the community. I'm not sure about the exact wording, but I just. The sentiment.
But it says at the very beginning, through community collaborations and partnerships is the very first part of the sentence. Through community collaborations and partnerships, the district will continue to provide oversight and management of funding for essential healthcare service and initiatives. So we're basically saying we're part of those initiatives. How are we not, or part of those goals? I don't know. They're consumer driven, but we're obviously there. I don't know.
What if the word leadership were in there somewhere? Through leadership, community collaborations, and partnerships, the district will continue to provide oversight and management. Leadership, then, I would think, would be district commissioners and staff. How does that feel?
I can live with that.
Does that address what you were wanting to?
Yeah, it just kind of makes sure that I don't know. I can see myself and the staff and the commissioners all together in that better. But that's just me.
That's okay. That's everybody. You know, you get to make the comment. Gail, how does that work for you if we say that?
I can live with that.
Is there anyone for whom that does not work? Any fatal flaws in that one? All right.
Yeah, I think it needs a hyphen between consumer and driven.
I think you're right.
Okay.
That's one of the easiest fixes I've ever heard of. Okay.
I was waiting for someone to argue over the Oxford comma. We dodged that one, though.
Oh, I was thinking about it. It didn't say anything.
Many others are having that debate. I can
live with it.
Yeah.
You can live with it. Okay.
Okay. Annalisa, big picture, big umbrella. What's the end goal?
We work to make sure that all within our district can address their healthcare needs from beginning to end of life. It's pretty encompassing.
Any clarifying questions?
I was going to say the only thing, and maybe this is just, I'm splitting hairs here, so take that with a grain of salt, what I say, but when we say from the beginning to end of life, you know, I think of labor and delivery, which we don't do, but we certainly do prenatal care and help make plans, help people to facilitate, you know, their planning for their labor and delivery off island. So I'm probably splitting hairs.
Well, and I don't know if you are with a statement saying that you make sure that they can get every service they may need within your district. Because I heard last time that, no, you know, you would not provide every possible healthcare mm-hmm. service. So just like, no, you don't provide that, you also don't do, I don't know, kidney transplants or whatever. I don't think.
No.
So there's a long list of things that you don't.
Yeah, like
says
this.
Can address. Can address is a really good way of saying that. So they can address it, not necessarily through us. Exactly.
Yeah. Any other clarifying questions or friendly amendments? How about fatal flaws? Wow. We have an end goal statement. Excellent. Okay. One more section and then we'll take a short break. Values, Trish, how'd you come up with this particular list?
Well, this was actually Gail and me, and we looked at the list that was given to us with that was compiled everyone's values that they had put down, and we sort of looked at values that were similar and decided on you know, one over another. So that's how I came up, or we came up with the list. Yeah.
We use both the staff and the public hospital district commissioners, and the only one that was really combined was the diversity, equity, inclusion included that community, whatever the two community, other community goals were, values were.
Concern for community. Yeah, concern for community. Mm-hmm.
And we added innovation to collaboration and teamwork. We cheated.
We did.
But it's kind of like collaboration, innovation, and teamwork all seem to be related.
Yeah.
Clarifying questions.
Yeah, I've got one. I went about this exercise while we were talking last week and did it a little bit differently, where I actually just grouped them together. And I bet I had really similar thoughts, I imagine. But the one that I don't see represented here necessarily is competence, which was something that I can't remember how many of us identified that as a value. Is that
had one vote, mine.
Is that what it was?
Well, it was one vote. And transparency had a couple other ones, but we thought integrity encompassed transparency. But no, I was the only one that said competence, I think. Maybe you and I did, but there weren't very many competence.
Yeah, I think somebody from staff did. I don't have that in front of me.
That was my sixth value. I couldn't squeeze them into five by my grouping, so that one ended up being the sixth one. So, but I did. Just on the integrity, I assume you're kind of including the respect, transparency, and trust. Is that what you had in mind for that word?
Yes.
Right. And the responsible stewardship was also competence. Is responsible stewardship is competence.
Oh, okay.
Right. So.
Got it. Yeah, I could see that there. I was kind of thinking the responsible stewardship of more the funding side of things, but competence and could be there too.
And transparency was popular in the votes. Where were you thinking about that?
Integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In fact, honesty and transparency all fit within integrity in our minds, but in how we saw it.
Okay. Other clarifying questions or friendly amendments? Okay. Any fatal flaws on this list? Wow. Okay, so here I'm going to ask you to think about applying this in a couple of different settings and see if, come back to the values, please, and see if this will work as it's written. You're developing the budget. You're looking at the values, I hope, and looking at what's getting funded, what's not getting funded, where you're putting your emphasis. Are these the values that would work to guide that endeavor? You're developing the budget.
Well, certainly concern for community is a big part of that, and I see that in inclusion.
Okay.
Responsible use of funds, yes. Collaboration, innovation, you know, if you need more money you don't have, you might write a grant or work with a different organization.
Integrity.
And okay. Including those underserved in the diversity, equity, inclusion, yeah.
Okay.
And responsible stewardship right there in terms of developing a budget.
So this works, I'm hearing. Okay, let me give you another example. You're having the conversation about integration of EMS with the fire district. Here are the values that you espouse. Do those work as an overlay, if you will, for that conversation and that decision-making process?
I certainly feel they do. I mean, number one, integrity. Number two, collaboration and teamwork. Innovation. We want inclusion. Again, responsible stewardship. We want to make sure that integration does not cost the community any more money. And that we work with compassion for assuring EMS staff are supported and have their jobs. But absolutely, collaboration, innovation, and teamwork. I see that at the top of the list with
integration.
Okay. Other thoughts about that?
Trish?
Did you ask me a question, Annalisa?
Oh, no, I just said that was well said. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. So anything else on the values? Any other comments, fatal flaws, observations? All right. We have values. So now I would like to do one more thing before I'm going to request a break. Thinking about, you've done a lot in an hour, a whole lot. Thinking about all of this work that you just did, I'd like to go through each and ask each commissioner, particularly, and then each staff member, to speak about, to confirm that you support the agreements of this morning. So the statements that were made, even if they're not perfect, but that you support those and are ready to move forward. So, Annalisa.
Daphne, can I propose that we hear from the staff first on this? I feel like they keep getting the short shrift through this process, and they're the ones driving a lot of the work that we do, much more so than I am.
I'm okay with that. Any commissioners, are you okay with that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. We'll put the staff on the spot first. Pam, that would be you.
Yes. I agree with these statements. And I think it was important for the commissioners to think about these particular questions and statements because, like Hal said, we work with it every day. So it's kind of like, a lot of these things are ingrained in us that we try to do and exhibit. So I appreciate all the commissioners really thinking about these things and stating what they believed. But I am good with the statements that were made, and I spoke out on the one that I wanted to add. And so, yes, I do agree.
Okay, great. Thank you. Carl.
Yeah, Pam, well said. I can agree with those, and I also support the use of the Oxford comma. Just want to make sure that that's on the record. I think they're great. And I did take a look at the bylaws, and you know what we do fits in line with that. It says right there, we provide healthcare. It's the number one statement, and it's been amended to include additional services. So I think we're good.
Excellent. Thank you. Nathan.
I am fully supportive. I guess I keep my job because competence isn't in the values, so I'm glad of that. But.
And neither is humor, but there you go.
I'm good, thank you.
All right. All right. Annalisa.
I support the statements at this point. I am... happy to see that we have reached this point and that we have this set of common goals. And thank you.
Thank you. Kyle.
I second Annalisa's statement.
All right. Thank you. Everett?
Yes, I support it also. Very pleasantly surprised at all the statements, actually. So wholeheartedly support all of them.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Gail?
Yes, I support all the statements. And I will say that strategic planning is like interrogation. You just, hours and hours, you just sort of, you know, you break down and you just sort of come together. It's a beautiful experience.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Anyway,
but okay.
I think it's great, and I do think I'm glad to know more of what people believe, because I feel like in our meetings that we've had, we haven't gotten to know each other that well, so we haven't been able to. And when things come up, we have to make decisions or listen to long you know, long presentations and whatnot, and we haven't had a lot of time to reflect on how we feel or think about things. So I'm really glad to get to know you all better through this method.
Wonderful. Yes, this process will do that. Absolutely. And not last but not least, Trish.
Well, I second everything that all my other commissioners and staff have said. This has really been extraordinary, honestly. And I'm really pleased with where we are and what we've accomplished. So, yeah, it just feels really good. And all I right. feel like I do know everybody a little bit better, which is really awesome. Yeah.
So, Madam Chair, can we take a break?
Of course. How long of a break and when are we reconvening?
Well, my clock says it's 10:09. Can we reconvene at 10:20? Is that sufficient?
Yes, of course. We will take a break and reconvene at 10:20.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. See you in a few minutes.
See you soon.
Thank you.